guys. It's gonna start awkward. Sounds like I'm introducing a vlog. But this is my second podcast today. Me and Tegan.
I'm just about some more horror movies.
Okay. Me and Tegan. Gonna talk about horror movies. Because
the best selling horror movies.
What's the newest horror movie that's come out?
The newest horror movie?
Isn't it the Pet Sematary 2019 reboot? Isn't it that one? Because if we go on to what is it now?
2018 horror movie release date.
Because if we go with La Llorona. Oh yeah, because La Llorona. That's the newest one.
Yeah.
I know a bit about that one. So have you ever seen Pet Sematary 2019?
No. Never finished the first movie.
Have you seen the older version?
No. I've not even finished the first movie. I'm already at the beginning.
Oh, have you seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No. I've watched It before. That's scary.
I wonder if any of them have watched it.
It 2019. Oh, that was scary.
It 2017. It 2019, Chapter 2. Chapter 2 is coming out this year.
Woo! I get to watch another horror movie. I get a little daylight time.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Best-selling horror movie. The Blair Witch Project.
What?
The best-selling horror movie.
What? Well, you know, have you ever seen the Blair Witch Project?
No.
Have you ever heard about the Blair Witch Project? You know that it's like on a
witchcraft
camera. Yeah. Well, what's your favorite horror movie?
What is it?
Have you ever seen the Alien movies?
No.
Seriously.
I'm gonna check on Sky Go, see if I can find it, because I really want to watch it.
What?
Freak Show.
I've never heard of that.
It's an American movie. American Freak Show. One of my favorite music artists is in there.
Personally, I would think my favorite horror movie personally would be what's it called now? The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1, because it was made 1997-ish, I think. And I think, like, no. My first favourite horror movie franchise would be Saw. Then my second favourite would be Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Because there's a lot of gore in both of them. And that kind of, if you watch, have you ever watched the, what's it called now? Have you ever watched the YouTube channel Dead Meat?
No.
So basically it's a channel that does kill counts.
Ooh.
They count the kills in horror movies. What? Have you ever seen any, like, anime before? By the way, guys, go check out my Snapchat. It's, what's it? It's Death Eater YT, I believe. Let me check. No, it's Death Eater or Death Eater YT. No caps. Anyway, back to what we're talking about. Horror movies.
Yes.
What is your favourite but oldest horror movie? What's like the first horror movie you ever watched?
The first movie you ever watched?
Yes.
I'm
What's the oldest horror movie?
I think you would have to be.
What's the oldest horror movie you can remember that you watched?
That's the only one I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
And I watched it, so It, The Quiet Place, and Pet Sematary.
We have It Chapter 2 obviously coming.
Horror Story, Horror People, Horror. The Dark Web. Oh,
I've seen
The Dark Web.
Have you seen Dark Web or.
I'm watching it now.
You ever seen Dark Web or Dark Web Unfriended?
Spying children horror stats starring Colleen Wood as a teenager who makes a series of disorienting discoveries with her boots up and secondhand laptop.
I know that. He gets a laptop from a lost and found, isn't actually his, and then there's a bunch of hackers on it. And then they in the theatrical releases and the Blu-rays, a couple different endings. He's with a girl who's deaf. And then he can't sign language correctly. And then in one of the endings, he goes out to a forest. He's pushed into a coffin, and then he's buried alive. Yeah. But then his girlfriend. Yeah. He stands right on top of her. And then when they're video chatting, he tries to sign or something, but the hackers blur him out. So his girlfriend stood on top of the coffin that he's in. And that's the scariest one. Louis. There's obviously one where he lives. There's one where.
I don't care, Louis. I found a horror movie called Slenderman.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. Look.
The 28 Slenderman. The 2018 Slenderman. Yeah. I've seen that.
Come to the horror fight. Yeah. And actually, these three girls, this one girl was stabbed nearly to death by her two best friends.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen
but
that
it's
news.
It's not. It's on the news.
Yeah, I've seen the news article. The thing is that. Apparently it's
I'm downloading it.
Apparently it's really bad, according to people. I don't know. Maybe because there's not that much actual.
That the creepy legend Slenderman maybe it's all too real. After they tried to summon him and one of them vanishes. Ooh, that's creepy. Funny friend is Spanish out of nowhere. Then you know Slenderman's real.
Yeah.
Then we've got The Quiet Place.
A Quiet
I'm
Place.
I'm just saying all the ones that I would think that would be good.
A Quiet Beneath Place.
Us. I'm gonna look for a group of
Prometheus.
Beneath Us.
Oh.
A group of uncommoned workers are led into a wealthy woman's home with their promise of work, only to discover the terrifying fate she has in store for them.
A good horror movie. The Autopsy of Jane Doe. It's where. Do you know what an autopsy is?
No.
It's where a dead person.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, it's where they cut them open and then they find out the cause of death.
Yeah.
And then there's these creepy.
Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day?
Yeah.
A happy. Personally, to me, Happy Death Day. I wouldn't say Happy Death Day is a horror movie per se. I would say.
No, it's like these girls and his friend find a way to stop the killer. They've also come out with Happy Death Day too.
Yeah, to you. It's it's a horror. It's kind of technically a horror version. It's a horror version of, it's a horror version of Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day, or whatever it's called, is where they relive the same day over and over again. Yeah? And then Happy Death Day is pretty much that premise. Except for the day to restart.
She has to be killed.
Yeah. And then it depends because you have to be killed to reset the day. But the story of it is you have to she has to find out who the killer was, then kill the killer before she could kill her, then go to sleep. And the funniest part at the end was her boyfriend at the time, or new boyfriend, was pretended that it was the exact same day, even though it was the day after. And then, Happy Death Day to You is where these nerd kids, they find out a weird way, and then like this entire thing blows up, and it makes the exact same thing happen again. It's 1 year later than the thing, but then the thing is like, what it does is that it ends. What it does, like, it turns, it makes her birthday 1 year later restart over and over again. And then I find it so funny.
And this when she thinks it's over, it comes back again.
Yeah. And then the funny thing, like, take Truth or Dare. The Truth or Dare horror movie. That
the game where someone they turned deadly, like they played Truth or Dare. When you refuse to play it, you end up dying.
Yeah, it's because the way is like, so pretty much I couldn't understand the story of how it works. It's pretty much a place where you play Truth or Dare, and then when you leave, these weird supernatural things happen to you, which isn't happening to everybody else, and it says Truth or Dare. If you pick Dare, don't do the Dare, you die. You pick Truth, you don't answer truthfully, you die. But, there's a way. No, like, dares. The dares can go from, like, I can't remember now. But,
cutting your arm off or something.
Killing your friend. Shooting your friend. The dare will shoot your friend. And then, it's like,
please don't do it.
If you survive, if you keep carry on doing a game of Truth or Dare, and then like you get new players, you have to play along. I think.
What if you get to the point where all the people that will be playing Truth or Dare are gone, and you're just the only one left?
I think it still carries on for you.
Dang it! I would hate to be that person in Truth or Dare.
Yeah, have you?
But then it would be fun to like actually like be inside the movie as well. Like you were just like the one that like inside the movie filming as well.
Have you seen the It Chapter 2 trailer?
Oh, I haven't actually.
Why?
I've seen Stranger Things 2 trailer.
Strange Things.
Strange Things is a series.
Oh, have you seen the series 3 trailer? Because It Chapter 2 is set in the when they're adults.
Oh, Stranger Things 3! Yeah, because people make theories that Billy, you know, when he's older, because they make a theory that Billy was in Stranger Things 3 series, don't they? Like, someone would make theories that Billy was in that Billy was an adult in one of the series.
Have you seen either the anime or the movie of Death Note? Search it up on Sky Go. I think it's there. Because then there's this book called The Death Note. You write anybody's name in it.
And they die.
And then you choose the way they die. And then you write the way they die. Then they die. And then...
I always love that book.
There's a...
I would just choose your way.
There's a God Protector thingy of
it. You mean the life book?
No, but there's... There's a protector, like, guardian of the book. His name, well, its name, is Ryuk. And, he's kind of like a demon. And then, there's this character called L, or 11? Something like that. He's like a spy, kind of. But I think he was, like, he could be left in a room in days with nothing to do, I think. Then I think it kind of just drove him to, he was brainwashed. And then, I forgot the main character's name who actually gets the book. Wow. But his name is, I forgot his name. But his girlfriend goes absolutely mad for the book. Then, they make a persona called, hey Google, what was the Death Note persona in the Death Note movie?
Wow, Google, you're useless.
Let me Google it.
You're doing podcasting, you forget that.
Let me search this now.
Did you forget you were still
podcasting? No.
Okay, good.
Well,
like, if you did, that would be
stupid. What is the name of the death note? Yeah, there's a Death Note movie and a Death Note anime. Light Yagami, that's his name.
And the anime?
Yeah. And well, there's a Death Note too.
What? I didn't
hear that. Apparently in 2016, this was made in 2016, the Death Note 2, the last name it's called. Maybe that's a fan trailer. Yeah. His name is L. Yeah, L. Not E-L. The name L.
What colour fucking hair do you have? Okay.
What was Light Gammy's persona? What is L's real name? The name of the demon, yep. I thought it was Ryuk. What happens to Light in the Death Note? Kira! Oh, that's his name! That's the persona's name! Kira! I think. Or maybe that's his girlfriend's name. I can't remember. What horror movies have you watched? I would personally recommend Alien, because it's what time do you have to be on, actually? Okay, so it's like Alien is sci-fi horror. There's four Alien movies. Five Alien movies. One is a prequel. It's pretty much where Alien Covenant is a sequel to Prometheus, which is a prequel of the Alien trilogy. Quadrilogy, even. And, it's pretty much where there's these egg sack things, and then out of the egg sacks come face huggers, which attach to your face, yeah, and shove like an egg down your throat, and comes into like your stomach thing, yeah, and that's called a chest burster, and you'll see why later, because if you try to take the face hugger off, it will like tighten its grip around the person who is being face hugged's neck. It was a sign of get off me. So acid blood, that's the thing that face huggers have. And then like for the face huggers are they'll let go eventually and find a spot to die, because they have no reason to live. And then like, so the chest burster, pretty much, you see where my stomach like is, it'll go thunk against it and thunk, and then it'll come straight out, and then it'll like scurry away, and then after a couple hours you'll get a full grown, and this is the name of the aliens, xenomorph, and then there's queen xenomorphs which lay the eggs every couple seconds, and then like, it's just weird, because there's Alien 2, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, Prometheus, Alien Covenant. Covenant, kind of the scariest, kind of the goriest, if I had to say so myself.
Really say that to all the people that
are
watching this podcast.
Yeah, it honestly is the goriest. Anyway, I think that should round out because we've been doing this podcast for 20 minutes. Do you think we should round out? Okay, see you guys. Love you. Bye-bye. Hey guys. It's the third podcast.
I'm on the way to the park, so I'll
yeah. Third podcast of the day. I don't want to tell anybody where we're going to.
No.
Go this way.
Go to a park.
Yeah, we'll go this way.
Yeah.
We're going to a park. Last podcast we were talking about horror movies.
I'll meet you. I'll go down this way.
Okay. I live on Deep Street in Deep Town. As well as Tegan, we have another person for the ride. Katie.
Hi.
We have Katie. It doesn't record us. It just records the audio. I'm gonna keep it in my pocket as we record.
Yeah, I'm gonna re-record my podcast.
Really, you want to start a podcast? Yeah, listen to Tegan's podcast, Emo Wolf. We're doing a podcast, my brothers are just joining us.
You're on the phone.
Podcast.
Oh, it looks like it.
It's pretty much where you record it, and then somebody goes on the app, or a podcast app, presses on it, and then they listen to your audio for some reason. We've had two people listen already. It's not live.
Yeah,
some podcasts are live, some podcasts aren't. Some actually go for an hour.
Yeah. Realistic. We're just going to be talking about random things now.
They just talk about, like, they'll talk about certain things. Because the dead meat one I showed you, they talked about the Pet Sematary 2019. It's like, when you make a reboot, after all. No, when you make a reboot of a movie, yeah, it has to be. It's going to be entirely different set, entirely different actors.
If you're from 1950,
yeah. And then you make one in 2019, the actors will be 60, 70.
I
know. 90, they might be dead. So you have to find new actors. And if they don't have a twin, they have to find one. And then, like, would you work with a book, like The Grinch, or Harry Potter, or Pet Sematary,
yeah.
Or like Texas Chainsaw Massacre? I think that's real. It happened. It's like it's pretty much you have to get it. You don't want to just make an exact copy of the old version, but you want to make it as close to it as possible.
Yeah, like in the Harry Potter movie, Harry is two times trying to get the egg and the goblet of fire, but in the book, he just like straight up, he managed to get the egg.
Yeah, because like, you want to make it as close to the source as possible.
Yeah,
like if you use the book, you want to make the movie close to the book. Like, drop it off if you want, because we're going to be walking. Yeah. So, like, you want to make it as close to the book. We'll wait for the street here. You have to.
It's moving!
Tegan! Wait.
Never mind.
It's kind of like complicate it. You know when like a book is made into a movie? If you were a director of a movie, like take Pet Sematary for example, and then you're taking it off a book, don't you want it to be like as close to the book as possible? Because that's the thing. Tegan started walking off while you were shouting. Tegan started walking off. Walking. She said she'd meet us there while you were shouting at them. So guys, it's kind of like you take Texas Chainsaw Massacre, for example, with Leatherface. You want to make it as little as possible. Like, you want to make that book into a movie, yet you don't want to just slap an exact copy of that movie. That book as a movie, because you'll have access to speak differently than you go off a book straight away. Yeah, I'm still doing my podcast, yeah. It's like, technically, I'm trying to think about that. Harry Potter, you can't, it's a book, there's no pictures in it. Well, not that book. So you can't tell what Harry Potter looks like. Therefore, they had to make an educated guess and pick Daniel Radcliffe. And same with Ron and Hermione. You don't know what they look like, yet you kind of like, you have to make an educated guess. Therefore, they're picking Percy and Emma. Yeah, I know. So, anyway, you take the Grinch who stole Christmas. You want to bring the green thing into reality. When you have animation, like the 1987, I want to say, version, which was animated. When you take the 2007 version of the Grinch, I think 2007, where they were pretty much live action, you have to go through millions, like, you have to go through hundreds of hours of prosthetics and, like, fur and stuff and crap to get like the right consistency of neck movement, head movement, every tiny thing like that can make a movie peak. Just like, if I'm kind of getting off topic now, I'm just talking about random stuff, but you can't make a movie bad unless you intentionally make it what consumers do not want. If people want a kid's movie, the way to make a kid's movie bad, make it a horror movie. Want to make a baby movie? You get a grown-up movie. Shit like that just flies off. And just like, you could annoy a bunch of people. Like, if you take movie critics, for example, try to make it the best without overflowing it to the point where it's that good that it's bad. Because that happens a bunch. Like, if you take Saw, great movie, 10 out of 10 story arcing. The goal kind of makes it bad, because when you make it when you make the goal that intense to the point where some YouTube use horror movies and kill counts like this mate. They like the point where they have to like buff it out is just, it's kind of that good that it's bad, because Friday the 13th, that's got like a crap ton of gore in it, but Dead Meat and Beauty Child's like, don't blur it out, but Saw is that bad that they blur it out. Like, if you take the Saw contraptions, like the reverse bear trap, that, like, really good thinking on their behalf, but like, if that was made into real life, what if they tried to make it in real life and it didn't work? That would make it to the point where when you try to make something for a movie, you try, it pretty much makes the movies that are realistic aren't real, a reality. That's not the way we had. But the fact that sometimes you can make a movie that good, but sometimes it has to be blurred out, it's just bad, because some people may be like, oh, I'm ready to watch that, I don't have to blur anything out. But then, when you hit them with the like, you hit them with the like, fucking, gore, it just, it fails to compete, period. That's the thing. Because sometimes things work, sometimes things don't. Yeah, I get that. Movies can be good and movies can be bad. But the fact that fucking, it can be that bad that YouTube channels centered around gore have to center it, it's just bad. Anyway, goodbye.